to another street, 90 Plain Street, and later I found my way. Sorry about that, but we make it. Let's start now. The meeting I'm told is actually correcting. I profusely apologize, Honorable Minister, for you to have a few minutes wasted when you have got so much to do. So please forgive me. Can we then get started? Having welcomed everyone else, our meeting now has started. Then our first item would be to listen to any apologies if there are.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, everybody. There is one apology I've received from the Deputy Minister, Ms. Kompane. She will not be with us today. She attended the Conference for Women with Disabilities in Durban starting today until the 29th. That's the only apology I've received, Chairperson.
Without any further ado, we will hand over to you, Honorable Minister, and your team, so that you can take us through. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Members. I must say that we had thought that the GM will attend this meeting, but unfortunately we have a conference in Durban of women with disabilities as part of the August month program. And since we declared this year as year of people with disabilities, so on a monthly basis we have programs that in the long run are going to help us come up with a clear program on services as well as policy and programs for people with disabilities. Then what we are going to do is to allow the Director General to make an opening statement and then deploy members of the department to make a presentation, and then thereafter we will take questions. DG.
Thank you very much, Minister. Good morning, Chairperson and Honourable Members. Today, Minister and I have a sizable delegation of all the branch heads. We also have the CEO of SASA and her team, precisely because these two programs are connected. We will see that in our structure we have program two, which is about the transfer payments for social assistance. So that gets accounted for and reported in our performance reports and financial information. We going to have Mr. Thabane Buthelezi, our head of monitoring and evaluation, who will take the committee through the presentation. Just to indicate that this is the fourth quarter performance. As you know, we are now in August, which is also a period post the Auditor General review of the 13-14 performance. So we are not reporting in terms of the annual report. That is still coming. This is just focusing on the fourth quarter targets. But you will pardon us if we find that certain references are made, because we have already read at the year to indicate. We just want to say that the performance has slightly improved if you compare with previous year, but we will give that detail in the upcoming meeting around October, November, when we present our annual report. That will be tabled end of September. Without wasting, therefore, time, I think I will hand over to my colleague, who seems to be still struggling with the technology there. Yeah, I think it's coming. Thank you very much, Charles.
Thank you, DG. Good morning to the honorable members, Chairperson, the minister. I'm sorry I had to swap computers because the other one is no longer working on the mouse. So, but I still have the presentation. Maybe I'll start what is still loading. I'll be presenting the part A of the presentation, which is the annual report, the performance of the last quarter of the previous financial year, which the fourth quarter is a period between March and April 2014. As I said, I'll be presenting the part A, and the CFO, Mr. Clifford Appel, will present the part B, which is the expenditure. In terms of the outline of my presentation, I'll be presenting the purpose, the strategic priorities, provide the contextual analysis so that you are able to understand where we have performed over or underperformed, what is the context in terms of how we deliver our services, the key achievements as based on the strategic priorities, and also on the, as they appear on the our annual performance plan. But as the we have advised, we've also included program one on the presentation, and the presentation also present the overall performance, which will be the summary. The purpose is to present to the members the summary and analysis of the program trends and challenges encountered with respect to the implementation of some of the ministerial priorities as reflected in our departmental annual performance plan for the 2013-2014 financial year. Our strategic priorities as a department include the expansion of child and youth care services through ECBND program in particular, increase our access to early childhood development, combat substance abuse and gender-based violence, increase household food and nutrition security through the Food for All program, and provide protection and promotion of the rights of other persons and people with disabilities. The context in which we operate is that I'm sure we'll appreciate the social development sector delivers its services in an environment marked by the triple challenges of high unemployment, poverty, as well as inequality. Although the department is largely responsible for the policy formulation, but it does render some of the services directly, such as the registration of non-profit organizations. And the department also works with other institutions within and outside government. And some of the government departments that we work with include Department of Basic Education, Labor, Justice, Health and Development, but other partners as well include civil society organizations. Areas of education include critical projects on issues affecting children, for example, HIV/AIDS, other persons, victim empowerment, youth, and social security. And given this collaborative nature and interdependence in terms of how we provide our services, for this institution, for them to be able to deliver on their commitments, they also need to make sure that we also work together. So sometimes it becomes difficult. But also, many times, we also do reprioritization in some of the instances where we find ourselves having to shift some of the funds between and within the programs in the light of the new and urgent political priorities. For example, in the period that we are reporting on the previous financial year, we had to focus on the department of the Gwanda talk in order to prepare the ground for the rollout of the Gwanda to the new site. In terms of the key achievements now, I'll start with the program one and then look at all the other programs. The program one includes administration. I'll start with the monitoring evaluation. We had annual target to update the social security, the social development sector M&E system, and the two targets for the fourth quarter was to finalize indicators and catalogs for the social development sector, and this was achieved. Also, another annual target was to produce a biannual delivery monitoring report within the prescribed time frame, and this was done, and also to develop a multi-year evaluation plan and strategy. of which was achieved. The material evaluation plan for financial year 2014 to 2016-17 has been finalized. With regard to the strategy and development business we had a target to table the annual performance plan and strategic plan in Parliament, and the APP 2014-15 was tabled on the 12th of March 2014, and the strategic plan is to be has been tabled on June 2014 as per the communication from the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. Also, with regards to the customer center local front facilities, in terms of our outcome, we had a target to develop an infrastructure special optimization model, and this has been developed. Also, within the fourth quarter, we had to facilitate the improvement of 25 social development sector offices. We had an overachievement that we have provided more in terms of 27 offices in different provinces have been improved to date. Also, with regard to strategy development and business, on the fourth quarter, we had committed to complete a consolidated social development sector called SETA report, and this has been completed. Also, we had a target to implement 9 DSD customer service empowerment programs, each in one in each province, and 9 DSD customer empowerment programs have been implemented to date. With regard to human capital management, we had committed annually to reduce the vacancy rate to 7.5%, and this is the same target we had also committed to in the fourth quarter. And the vacancy rate as at 31 March 2014, or at the end of the quarter, was 13% on PESAL and 9% in terms of the costing model used by human resource management. And the PESAL count the warm bodies of the system, while the costing model include those who have accepted appointment by serving notice with their current department. Also, we had committed on the fourth quarter to conclude 100% of grievances, complaints, disputes, and disciplinary cases within the prescribed time frames. And this has been achieved, as in 13 of complaints, grievances, and received were finalized. 23 of 26 disciplinary cases received were finalized. 6 of disputes received were also finalized. So we have achieved with a slight non-achievement on the disciplinary cases, where we achieved 88% instead of the 100%. With regard to communication, still under Program 1, we had committed to reach 10,000 people via DSD website and social media, and we were able to reach more than double the number, as 21,500 people were reached via DSD website and social media. These included 16,500 reached via DSD website and 5,000 reached via the social media, which include Twitter as well as Facebook. And there are no reports that were available for people that were reached via electronic newspapers. Also, under communication, we had to host 4 public participation events for the minister and 4 for the deputy minister. And in the period under review, we overachieved as 18 of these public participation events were conducted in the period under review. And we had also lastly wanted to publish 1 newsletter, and 3 DSD newsletters were published in the period under review. With regard to the IR, which is the last component of the Program 1, we had a target on the fourth quarter to facilitate participation in 1 international event. And as a department, we participated during the Commission for Social Development and participated in the negotiation of 5 resolutions facilitated participation during the 2 FATEC, 1 AU, 3 ISSA, and 3 PPD, and as well as 3 UN meetings. Moving to the Program 2, which is social assistance, here we are looking at different grant types. What I can report on is that I'll look at the first grant, where we had an annual target to reach 1,135,018 beneficiaries to benefit from the disability grant, and we were only able to reach 1,120,419 million disability grant, and this underachievement was as a result of some of the grants lapsing due to the re-registration process. Also, there was a slow uptake with regards to the care dependency grant, as we had targeted to reach 185,347 beneficiaries, and we are only able to reach 120,322 care dependency grant beneficiaries through to this low uptake, especially with regards to this particular grant. When it comes to the foster care grant, we also did not reach our target, as we had targeted to reach over 500,000, and we only reached 512,055. And this was also as a result of some of the grants lapsing as beneficiaries were turning 18. When it comes to the grant in aid, we have an overachievement, as we are targeted to reach 71,879,000, and we were able to have 83,059,000 grant beneficiaries during the last quarter. Moving to program three, which is Social Security Policy and Administration, we had one target in this program under the quarter, which was to produce one oversight report. And yes, indeed, the report was produced, and I want to remind that in the second quarter, in the previous financial year, we were able to produce another one. So two oversight reports have been produced annually. So one was produced in the second quarter, and the last one was produced in the fourth quarter, which is the period I'm reporting on. Also, we had a target to consult stakeholders on the draft discussion paper, and this was the discussion paper was on the universalization of the elder persons grant, and this has been completed following a series of discussions with various stakeholders. We also targeted to build internal capacity for next social budget bulletin. And internal capacity has been built, and a collaboration or partnership between the department as well as the University of Edinburgh Rand has been completed in the period under review, so that we are able to build internal capacity as a department. With regard to the appeals adjudication members, we had committed to adjudicate 50% of appeals within 90 days. And here I can report that we had an underachievement, as we were only able to adjudicate 35% of the 50 that we had, not the 50% that we had targeted. And this is as a result of for us not to be able to achieve this is due to difficulties in obtaining critical documentation from the SASA. For example, when it comes to the medical assessment as well as the means test information. And remember, these are important documents as they are required for the adjudication of appeals, especially in respect to the litigious appeals. Also, under the program three, looking at the Inspectorate for the Social Security, we had an annual target to approve the policy framework for social security inspection. And on the fourth quarter, we had targeted to develop a business case for inventory for social security, and this has been completed and it's been submitted to Minister for her consideration. Moving to program four, I'll start looking at programs regarding to children. I'll be looking at various programs including early childhood development and so forth. Firstly, we wanted to develop as an annual target an ECD policy, and in the fourth quarter, as an annual target in the fourth quarter, this is when we were to finalize it, and indeed the final draft of the ECD policy has been completed during the fourth quarter. And also we had targeted to draft a comprehensive package of ECD services, and this has been completed in the quarter we are reporting on. And also we had as an annual target to conduct a comprehensive audit of 12,526 ECD centers, and these have been audited, and 12,987 ECD facilities have been audited. And also in the fourth quarter, we had wanted to register 53 adoptions, and we have overachieved here, as 400 adoptions have been registered, and the 400 includes the national adoptions, which accounts the national adoptions accounting for 359, and inter-country adoptions accounting for 31 of the 400 that we were able to register. Also in the fourth quarter, we had targeted to monitor implementation in two provinces, and Free State has been monitored on the implementation of foster care project plan, and other eight provinces have been monitored in the previous quarters. That is the last three quarters we have reported already. Also, On programs under children, we had a target to monitor implementation of child and youth care centers, and progress reports have been received from six provinces. These six provinces include Free State, Gauteng, Limpopo, Northern Cape, KZN, as well as Mpumalanga, on the implementation of the transformation plan for child and youth care centers. Also, on the fourth quarter, we had the target to review and finalize the guidelines, and guidelines have been reviewed and finalized, and they were presented to both the forum for the Deputy Director General as well as the Social Welfare Forum in March, and these were approved in these two forums. And we also had a target to screen 5,000 employees through the Child Protection Register, and 8,000, so we have overachieved here, as 8,908 employees have been screened against the Child Protection Register Part B in quarter four, bringing a total annually to 41,441 that have been screened since quarter one. This is what we have achieved annually. Also, on programs relating to children, we had annual target to draft an amendment bill, phase one of the Children's Act, and this has been finalized in the fourth quarter. Also, we had a target on the fourth quarter to develop a concept document for Child Protection Week 2014, which has been achieved as this has been developed. Also, we also had a target to collate and review reports on implementation in the nine provinces, and indeed members collected and we have reviewed reports on implementation of the model in the nine provinces. When it comes to programs relating to the substance abuse, we had a target to monitor the implementation of the program to nine national departments, and this has been monitored at the implementation of the National Anti-Substance Program, and we also had a target to capacitate 40 stakeholders, and we have overachieved that 120 stakeholders have been capacitated, especially this was done by the end of the third quarter. And also, we had a target to facilitate implementation of social mobility strategy by data service providers, and this has been tripled in terms of the achievement, as 90 service providers have been used by the end of the second quarter. Also, on program relating to anti-substance abuse, we had a target to support and monitor implementation of the National Drug Master Plan, and we have been able to conduct capacity building on the National Drug Master Plan at the Department of Transport. Moving to the program on victim empowerment, as an annual target, we wanted to draft the bill on victim empowerment and support services. And on the fourth quarter, we had the target to consult on the draft bill. And indeed, we were able to conduct workshops with various stakeholders, internal as well as external. And I'm sorry, it shouldn't be internal, it should be external. Yes, I hope it is eternal. On the fourth quarter as well, we wanted to monitor the implementation of the gender-based violence prevention program. And in KZN province, has been the one that's been able to monitor the implementation of the gender-based violence program. Also, on the fourth quarter under victim empowerment, we wanted to monitor the provision of immediate integrated conversion services intervention on gender-based violence-related incidents for 24 hours, 7 days, and analog data collected. And this has been achieved, and the gender-based violence fact sheet on incidents reported for the period January to March has been produced and is available. Also, under victim empowerment, we had a target to finalize the policy framework, and the policy framework for accreditation of services and program for victim and human trafficking has been finalized. Also, we had a target to consult stakeholders in three provinces, and victim empowerment monitoring evaluation system has been developed in quarter two, and provincial training took place in three provinces, which is Limpopo, Northwest, and Mpumalanga, and national training was also conducted in the period under review. When it comes to services to older persons, we had an annual target to access 90 community-based care services. That is 10 per province, and for the fourth quarter, we had the target to access 20 community-based care centers, and what we achieved is 33 CPC services we assessed in the following provinces, It was 2 in Northwest, 5 in the Eastern Cape, 20 in Limpopo, 2 in Gauteng, and 3 in the Northern Cape. So this was an overachievement. Also, we had an annual target to assess 108 residential care facilities, which is 12 per province. And for the fourth quarter, we wanted to assess 24 residential care facilities. And this was almost doubled, as 44 residential facilities were assessed, and these were in the following provinces. There was 1 in Northwest, 5 in Eastern Cape, 2 in the Limpopo, 3 in Gauteng, 31 in KwaZulu-Natal, and 2 in the Northern Cape. Also, under the services to older persons, an annual target was to draft an older persons amendment bill, and we were a target by the fourth quarter to finalize the bill, and this was developed in the under review. Moving to program of services for people with disabilities, we had an annual target to draft the bill on social development services to people with disabilities. And by the end of the fourth quarter, we had targeted to consolidate the draft bill, and this was consolidated indeed by the end of the fourth quarter. And we also had a target to finalize norms and standards, and the norms and standards on the resident facilities have been finalized. When it comes to services to families, we had a target on the fourth quarter to build capacity in 3 provinces. And indeed, capacity building was conducted not only on 3 but on 6 provinces, which the provinces are the Mpumalanga, Free State, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, as well as Limpopo, and these were done by end of quarter 3. Also, on the program for families, as the first quarter, we had a target to build capacity in 3 provinces, and capacity building on the active parenting of teenagers was facilitated in the 3 provinces as we had targeted. When it comes to services to youth, our annual target, we had 3,000 youth participating in youth development program dialogues. And on the fourth quarter, we've got 2 targets here. On the fourth quarter, we wanted 500 participants of young people, and Harrison City youths, this was an underachievement, as Harrison City youths in Gauteng, I think it's an overachievement, as Harrison City youth in Gauteng, 2,843 youths in Free State, and 658 in KZN were mobilized through the dialogues, and this makes a total of 3,661. So we had overachieved because the target was 500, and what was actually achieved was 3,661. Also, we had the target to have 100 young people participating in skills development programs, and this was there was an overachievement as 3,315 young people participated, and the distribution is 283 youths were from Limpopo, 3,002 in Gauteng, 30 youth in Free State. Those young people participated in various skills development programs. Moving to program HIV and AIDS. Here there was some slight underachievement, as in the fourth quarter we targeted to reach 180,000 young people, but instead we only reached in the fourth quarter 56,041 young people were reached through the social policy. And we had also a target to train 540 groundbreakers. We were not able to train 525 because 15 of the target resigned from the program. And this has an impact, as well as we'll see members when it comes to the target for the benches, because we wanted to have on the fourth quarter to train 2,700 benches, and because of the 15 that had resigned in terms of the groundbreakers, we were only able to reach almost half of the fourth quarter target. And as a result, 1,766 benches were trained. Also, we had a target to train 100 organizations, and this was more than doubled in terms of what we achieved, and 283 organizations were trained. Also, on HIV and AIDS, we wanted to have a report from 300 CPOs, and what was achieved is 798 organizations submitted administrative data to the CPIMS, which is Community-Based Information Management System. And also on the fourth quarter, we had to train 30 CPOs, And 24 CPOs were trained, and other CPOs were trained in the previous quarter. So this has been achieved. It's just that in the fourth quarter, some we had overtrained some in the previous quarter. When it comes to special projects and innovation program, we had an annual target to create 33,307 job opportunities. So there are two targets here. One was to create 33,307 job opportunities, and what we achieved was 33,504 job opportunities were created by the Department of Social Development. And also another target was to create 27,814 non-EPWP job opportunities. And what was actually achieved was more, as 32,599 EPWP job opportunities were created in the period under review. When it comes to non-profit organization, our services that we provide, we had a target to process 90% of NPO registration applications within 2 months, and this has been overachieved almost by just 2%, as 91.9% of applications have been able to be processed within 2 months. Also, another target was to process 70% of all submitted annual reports within 2 months, and this has been overachieved, as 91.1% as well of reports have been processed within the 2 months in the period under review. Also, we had a target to provide capacity building or training to 625 non-profit organizations, and there was an overachievement as 631 non-profit organizations were provided training. Also, we had a target to train 75 provincial officials, and we were able to reach almost double this number, more than double the number, as 173 officials received training. When it comes to the last program, which is the Zero Hunger, which is a Food for All program, we had a target to profile 75,000 households, and this was overachieved as 784,137 households were profiled in the period under review. Also, we had a target to provide 75,000 households with equitable access to food. This was overachieved as 122,612 households were provided with equitable access to food. Also, another target under the Food for All program was to provide access to food through food banks to 275,000 people, and this was overachieved as 240,000 people were provided access to food through food banks. This is now moving to the overall performance, which is more of a summary. Here, I want to say that we are using three colors to distinguish how we have performed. The green here represents or said we are, that's when we have fully achieved. That is, we have met all our targets. The amber represents where we are in progress, and the red represents where we have not achieved. So this is how the picture is. So we have, as a department, been able to meet 69% of our targets in the period under review, 22 being in progress, and only 9% that we are not able to achieve. So in total, we could say we are almost right at 90% in terms of the achievement. So a total of 69% planned targets were fully met, and targets that were in progress by end of the fourth quarter were 22%. And of course, there are various reasons that have been provided for those that were not able to achieve. This varies from cancellation of meetings, delays in response by some of the stakeholders, as I've said, that we provide our services with various government departments as well as other partners, including the non-profit organization. Also, an unavailability of some of the department members for shortlisting and for us to be able to conduct interviews, budget constraints, and so forth. These are some of the reasons that have been provided. I'll now be handing over members to the CFO, Mr. Appel, to take us through the Part B, which is the expenditure report. I thank you, Chair. Thanks.
Chairperson, Mr. Appel is our new CFO in social development.
Honorable Minister, I just wanted to check if he's very welcome to the department and to as part of our family. I just wanted to check whether we will not deal with this part, or so that people don't keep questions, and when we are already moved, then those questions come back. How does the house do? Should we continue with the, all the presentations, or can we ask questions? You cannot.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think let us do the financial part now, and we ask overall questions. Because we wrote down what we want. Thank you.
So your financial presentation is linked to the implementation, so it should go that along that those lines. Thank you very much. So then you can continue.
Thank you, Chief and members. Good morning. just an apology, but we just add four more slides just to give some explanation to some of the numbers that we have in there. I thought that it's important that we give some background to those numbers. With regards to the overall expenditure for the department of the 118.5 appropriation, we've managed to spend 117.1 billion. That represents 98.8% of the spending, with our spending mainly happening in quarters 1, 3, and 4. The major expenditure is in quarter 3, where we spend 26.1% or 30.8 billion rand. And just as an indication in terms of how the expenditure grew over the years in terms of the quarters. And basically, to say that on average we spend about 24.7% per quarter. With regards to the expenditure, and then we show the quarters up to quarter 4. Quarter 1, we managed to spend 29.08 billion, quarter 2 27.6 billion, and quarter 3 30.8 billion, quarter 4 29.4 billion. And in terms of the expenditure, that represents 98.8%. Chairperson, just note that in the big underspend on in the total departmental budget was mainly around the social assistance, the grants, where we underspend with 1.4 billion. And we'll give some background to that later. With regards to the economic classification, we've spent 100% of our compensation budget, 99.35% of our goods and services budget, 98.7% on the transfers, and then on capital assets we spend 100%. Just that last figure of the 9.6, the payment in financial assets, that's the extra slide we added, just to indicate that that relates to irrecoverable grants, which we write up every year. We take a view of the grant debts that we have. If we have to demand this money from grant beneficiaries, we will put them in further distress, and every year then we assess the debt and we then decide to write it off. And mainly around your old age grant beneficiaries, the ones that deceased, that cannot pay this grant back, and then we write the money off at the end. In terms of social assistance grants, that was the pattern in terms of how we paid our social assistance grants. We can see again, quarter 3 was our major time when we increased grant spending. In terms of the grant types, the old age grants we spent 99.4%, the war veterans 93.7%, disability 98%, 96% on the foster care grant, care dependency 87.85%, 99% on the child support, 99% on the grant in aid and social relief, 96%. That gives us a total expenditure on grants of 98.7%, with a total spending for grants of 109 billion rand. That underspent on grants, if you just try to explain it, this is also extra slide, Jefferson. What we say is it's driven by the beneficiary numbers, how we project over the period. We normally project an average of about 4% increase in grant expenditure, but also what we need to understand, the re-registration process, we had to cancel a lot of the grants, but we've seen some of these beneficiaries are coming back into the system through our Mekonsa project and also our engagement with communities through our ministerial invisos. And basically, we say the savings on the total budget on the unpaid grants, it's the lower projected when setting the budget requirements, specifically on the fourth disability grants and child support grants. Just some actions that we continue to improve our management on expenditure. We have implemented procurement plans and spending plans in place. We make sure we've got better functioning of our procurement committees so that we improve oversight and strengthen controls around procurement. The monthly expenditures by program managers in our budget committee meetings, and also we strengthen the oversight to the NGOs that receive transfers from the department. In terms of some of the challenges we're having, we will continue to have challenges around because the sector is totally underfunded versus the increased scope of responsibilities of the sector. And that also the increased demand for our services versus our declining resources in terms of HR and in terms of the budget and money. But then again, also what we see now is it's the huge shortage in social workers that we continue to experience to deliver and provide services to our beneficiaries. And then also our successes in terms of our spending trend and also in terms of the achievement on our performance targets. It's because we've improved in terms of our internal control systems and also then maintaining the 98%. We reported over the last 3 years at over 98% spending. Thank you, Chairperson. Remember.
Honorable members, DC, do you want to make any additions?
Not at the stage.
Are we ready to now go to our questions? Yes. Oh, is there still going to be another presentation? Okay. Oh, we go to questions, engagement. I won't be saying these are clarity seeking or whatever questions or comment. It's up to the member that raises the hand to tell us that what that member is seeking. Thank you very much. We are ready. Honorable Jigok. Oh, Father Mev, I'm sorry. In fact, you're sitting next to Mama Jigok.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much to the department for the presentation. I think my questions would be clarity seeking questions. I would like to start off by asking on page 36, the department noted that you had set for yourself a target on program for HIV and AIDS. You wanted to reach a target of 130 youth, but you only reached 56,000 youth. Whether you could give an explanation as to why there was that underachievement. on page 29, you talk about a fact sheet on gender-based violence, which you've compiled and which is available, which you produced, whether you could make that available to our committee. In terms of the challenges, you talk about the insufficient budget allocation versus the wide scope of responsibilities, and I would imagine that that is going to get worse with the absorption of both Program 3 and 4 from the Women's Department. And I wanted to know, last time we spoke, you had indicated that you would be speaking to Treasury on this matter and whether there's any update on this matter. Also, I would like to have an understanding. You talk about the shortage of social workers in terms of how you are able to perform. But recently I found some comments on Facebook and Twitter, and you do speak about that using that as a platform to engage with people. And I found some students who are disgruntled, terribly disgruntled by the fact that they've studied through the scholarship program, but they're unable to find work. And I've got a letter here from one of the students. He says that for 7 months he's not been able to find work. He says the department has not been able to give him any assistance. And he was told by one official in the department to go and start his own NGO. And he says that, you know, that basically finds the response from the department that's very insensitive. And they do not understand why scholarships would be given to them if they cannot find work or they're not assisted with finding work. And some of the students have even gone as far as saying that if they can't be assisted with work, then these scholarship programs are wasteful expenditure. And I just wanted to get some input from there. I also note from all the slides that you, on many instances, you've overachieved, and that should be welcomed, but definitely welcome. But I wonder whether it means that you are not poorly targeted, or you're not actually, you're targeting, in terms of targeting on these, because of course you have to be commended, but are you then properly planning and properly targeting, and whether you can give us some input on that. Then the amendments to the Children's Act and the new disability policy in the slides, you say that these pieces of legislation are ready. I just wanted to know when will we actually get copies or when will it come to the committee. You talk about the food parcels or the aid.
Please, Honourable Member, leave some questions for others or second round.
Okay.
Because your questions are so much that they cover the entire presentation. Please.
Oh, I've got so many more. That's fine, Chairperson. Thank you.
It means you would continue up until we have no more time.
Okay.
Can we...
I'll abide by your ruling, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Yes. Can you?
Thank you, Chairperson. My really plea is... Yes, I'm thinking we're mixing, Minister. My really plea, Chairperson of this committee, is for the department to arrange a workshop, because what I found it here, the department is speaking on top of our heads. I don't know, it's just because I'm new to the committee. But
just a minute, Honourable Maxim. Remember, we have that on our card.
Yes.
You remember, it was the recommendation of our last portfolio committee, of which we said, when we meet in this meeting, we'll be giving dates.
Mm-hmm.
All the proposals have been sent to the department. Department is very keen on the workshop. So that one must be responded to now.
Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. It was just an emphasis because the minister was not here. But it does not, it's not that I'm undermining that. I was just emphasizing that regarding to this presentation, for me, I think this issue of a workshop that we proposed on our last meeting, I think is still relevant, because when I can go to strategic priorities, because I understand that is one of the priorities that is also a ministerial one. If I can make one example, we talk about the protection and promotion of the rights of older persons. We do have issues that we need to be clarified on those things. For instance, the CEO of SASA can attest to this, that I have two issues from Eskawini, which I have tried to communicate with her, for two elder women about their grants. And the department is taking forever just to give a clarity. I think on those basis, Chairperson, we need to have those kind of workshops in order to have those issues to be clarified in a simple way and form. Thank you.
But I can also assist you, Honourable Member, to say I've emphasized many times in our sitting that if a member is having a problem, Honourable Minister, they can write a letter to me, which I will forward directly to the Minister, because that matter is a crisis for me. If someone can't get a grant, I don't think we can indeed wait for being empowered or so, but to say if you do have that number of that person, you can submit it today. We are all here. We'll deal with that matter as soon as possible. And we will always be willing to do so. We'll make necessary inquiries. Once our information is clear, we'll forward it to the minister. The minister will take action with that regard. So can I then go to Honorable Tikoff and followed by Honourable Abba. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, and thank you for the department for their presentation. I want to really focus on two issues, substance abuse and monitoring and evaluation. In terms of substance abuse, the department says it has monitored the implementation of the National Anti-Substance Abuse Program by the 9 national departments. And I know on previous occasions it was said that the department struggles because the 9 departments don't provide the necessary information. So what has actually been the outcome of this monitoring of the National Anti-Substance Abuse Program? Related to that, on paper it looks like you've capacitated quite a number of stakeholders and service providers in this particular quarter. But I was wondering about the content of this capacity building. What does it exactly entail? Is it focused on prevention, or does it focus on treatment or rehabilitation? Just the content of the capacity building, and whether the capacity building is actually being done by the department or whether it is done by the NDA. And then in terms of monitoring and evaluation, I think the department has come a long way in improving systems for monitoring and evaluation. And did you also go as far as to say that you have your multi-year evaluation plan and strategy, and I was just hoping that the committee can get a copy of that. and also a copy of the victim empowerment system, just to understand how it works. And then something that I really want to understand is this reference to community-based monitoring and evaluation system, because you know almost 1,200 CBOs are assessed through this system. So I just want to understand what does the system actually entail, this community-based monitoring and evaluation system. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Yes, may you speak almost last and most of it has been covered, but thank you. And thanks to the department for the presentations. It's enlightening and informative. And welcome, Minister. We're very happy to have you here. Thank you. Well done to the department on the 100% disputes received and finalized, and also the grievances. It's good to hear that there's when you receive your 100%. On the adoptions, I just want clarity on what's the difference between the national and inter-country adoptions. And also the 400 that's registered, is that 400 people, 400 kids that's been placed with foster parents, or is it just registered? On the substance abuse, I'd also like to add on the National Anti-Substance Program, how is it monitored and implemented? On the youth, I'd like to ask the participating skill development program. In Gauteng, you have overachieved 3,002 youth were participating in the skills development, in the other provinces, not Limpopo and Free State. Why not the other provinces? And then also, what happens once all these youth have been developed? Do we utilize their skills the same as with the social workers? I want to add to that too and say, can't we align the bursary sponsorship program? Then once you have graduated, that you are actually employed for X amount of years,
I know, like in the Defence Force, when they pay a bursary, you got a job and you will be employed for a certain amount of years. The CBO strain the same there, is these people skills developed and utilised, or are they just developed in silence? Thank you very much.
Before I acknowledge Honourable Wilson and Honourable Mabillo, can I make this comment? Mm-hmm. Honourable Van der Merwe, I don't remember any meeting in Portfolio Committee where I've said without the representation from the executive office. We have been having deputy minister. Mm-hmm. So what I want to raise with you and all of us mm-hmm. as a collective, when we engage with the department, which we do, we engage irrespective of the presence of the minister. Now I want to go back to your comments or your mm-hmm. clarification. The issue of social workers was indeed dealt with in detail. To an extent of arriving to the notion that there is a plan that is going to allow this department to have a social worker per ward. And we also said, I remember very well, Honorable Whip, that if we do not give them the bursary, we're depriving other departments to employ them on their basis, or for them to be able to be citizens that are empowered and can actually look for work elsewhere. Going back to the response, which I think offended you or made you to feel very uncomfortable, the one says that you can start your own NGO. It is very important for this country not to necessarily, I don't know whether I'm saying something wrong, necessarily to produce work seekers, but to produce leaders that can themselves, because of empowerment, be able to create such initiatives so that the department can either way support them for job creation. I am not responding on behalf of the department, but I'm making clarities because when we sit in a meeting formally, we always take minutes. And after those minutes, we do something about that. And I want to say, we have agreed that they must come and present all these programs one by one. And so that we understand them thoroughly. Last time we dealt with the first, which was a priority for this ECD. So we dealt with that. So the meetings that are to come are going to go per program, line by line, so that members don't feel the department is talking on their top. But we also said our oversight program will be guided by this distress plan stroke workshop mm-hmm. so that our own oversight is in line with what the department has said they will do. So I'm not necessarily saying you saying something wrong. I'm actually reminding all of us of the matters that we have already dealt with. So can I then acknowledge Honorable Wilson and Honorable I acknowledge Tata Mabillo, then it will be Honorable. You have that privilege, ma'am.
No, thank you very much for the intervention, Chairperson. I think maybe I didn't express myself in a very clear manner then. I was simply raising a letter that's on the social media which reflects negatively on the department. So I'm merely assisting the department by saying these are some of the issues people are raising. I know, I fully agree that you said we will delve with these issues and the department is dealing with this. I was just saying, because it draws into, you know, there are a lot of youths here that are complaining, and I'm not saying that we're not going to deal with it or that the department's not dealing with it. It's simply a way of assisting the department to say that there are these grievances, and I'm just highlighting it. It wasn't a case of saying that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
But please, because you can respond to that media, tell them what we have already said. You will be helping to respond directly to them to say, I belong to that committee, and this is what we are saying. The communication is for all of us. The last time, I think there was a member who is not here today, that honorable member was actually saying, can I tweet? Can I respond? When we said we are going to even have speaking notes, so that things we know, we must communicate to that media. Because when we sit here, we sit on behalf of everyone out there. So can I then proceed to the next members? Honorable Wilson.
Thank you, Chair. Just a couple of questions from me, Chair, and again, thank you to the department for the presentation. I'm sure we haven't had much time to go through this, and forgive me, I've been away on leave, so I don't know if I'm the only one who didn't get a lot of time. There's a lot of information in here that needs to be digested. There's a tremendous amount. But just in terms of the presentation, there's just a couple of questions I'd like to ask. The first one being on Kwanda Talk. I don't know if it's because I'm a newbie, but I would really like some information on Kwanda Talk, what it is, where it is, what the plans are, what the idea was behind it, what it hopes to achieve. The other question I have, that the target was, it's under communication, was hosting 4 public participation events for the minister and for the deputy minister, and 18 took place. If we could have some idea of where these took place and how, and these the notifications for such public participation meetings are circulated. And then to International Relations Minister, if we can get some idea of the negotiations or what the 5 resolutions were that were taken at SADC, the AU, etc. I have a lot of questions, Minister, but if they don't get answered in your responses from other people, we will submit questions written. Thank you, Chair.
In the same line, those members which I had acknowledged.
No, thanks, Chair. I will be very brief. There's no doubt in my mind, Chair, that in as much as we are playing an oversight role as a portfolio committee, but I think we must also give credit where it is due, that in my view, the department is on course in relation to building a caring society. And I also want to add a voice as my colleague to welcome the comprehensive detail report by the department. Just brief comments. One is on the targets. I think we also need to note the targets that have been achieved, those that have been overachieved, and those that were not achieved, and reasons provided. So I think, especially around the predetermined progress, so we applaud the department for being candid, frank, and open in relation to that. But I think, Chair, we should not fall into the temptation of criticizing the department when it meets its achievements. I think we should not put it in a spot where if it meets the target, then the targets are not smart. They are not measurable, they are not achievable, they are not realistic. They should also not be damned if they don't meet the target. So I thought it was important to keep just that balance. Because if they have set out targets, those targets must be met. And if they have met them, we should compliment them. But my questions are based, one, on the vacancy rate. I have not received, I know it's a technical matter, a reflection on the natural attrition. It will be important maybe if you are in a position to provide us with the details around the natural attrition so that we have an understanding of what it entails. Secondly, we note as well that you have reached 55,000 people through your social network, which is the website and the Twitter. But my question would be, what about the deep rural areas where we don't have Wi-Fi the far-flung area where there's no network, is there an alternative means to reach those people, those that don't have the gadgets and those, yeah. The last question pertains to the re-registration process, especially of those who were left out in the system after the first termination and so forth. I've been consistent on this one. One is, what is the turnaround time around capturing those that were not covered and have applied but are still out of the system? That's the problem that I raised, I think, in the first meeting in my province. That's still a problem that is occurring. Secondly, are there no early warning systems so that we should be able to know well in advance to say the following process is going to be underpinned by people not registering, people getting age 18 and what, so that it don't recur all the time that people are left out of the social network and we burden them. But thanks for the progressive report. Thanks. Those are my questions, Chair. Thank you very much.
Before Honourable Nkosi, can I say, Minister, in relation to Honourable Mabilo's comments and questions, the committee had said to the department, if we, all members will remember, there is a potential, because sometimes you find that we are chasing a moving target. A moving target for these other developments come up. That refers to the possibility of employees that will come from the erstwhile Department of Women and Children that might migrate to this department. And then program one in terms of human resource will be affected. And we said we wanted to understand how the department is making them ready for that eventuality. And also, we were talking about, I know that other members in this portfolio committee, when they present in the House, they call for doubling the offices of SASSA. But at the same time, the question that I raised as a chair, and I'm happy the minister is here directly, won't be at a time have a situation where SASSA has become another department, parallel to the department, and having more employees. Because I think while we wanted to have SASSA being a helping hand as an agency, we recognize that they are doing the departmental work. So I think that clarity that Honorable Maxineri has been raising in the House, that can we have these offices in our wards or more doubled than they are, so that we clarify this matter. We don't only say it in the House, but we also say when we are directly engaging with the department, the DG, the technical support, as well as the minister. So can I then, I just wanted to put these matters so that they actually link with the questions that members are asking and members are asking in the House, because I'm in the House also to listen and to convey these matters where we can closely engage. Honorable Mkhosi.
Yes,
thank you.
No, thank you, Chairperson. Maybe one needs to say we need to applaud the department. Thank you so much for the report. And if you go to the overall performance, it will tell you that they have met 99.7. Mm. So, but as much as welcome the new CFO, when you say 99.7, there's a shortfall. So maybe next time we want 100%, because that little shortfall is somebody's life that we can assist with. But we do welcome the report as a committee. My questions will go to the situation analysis. It's nice to start there. You did talk about reprioritization. And I think, Chairperson, we need to raise this thing. As much as we do that, are we not putting challenges in other targets that you have put? Because the CFO, I think you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. If you have put your target well and the budget well, dipping to other targets is a problem. Maybe that's why we will find that others were being underspent. Maybe in the near future, when we're doing the budget, let us put our target well so that we mustn't shift the funds around. And shifting the funds around under monitoring and evaluation, it can be a risk. But when you do your risk register, these are the things that you need to check. Where will they come from and why are we doing that? But again, under context and analysis, you did talk about the three challenges that will take you to the vacancy rate of 7.5. My question, I just wanted to know that, did the department manage to reach this target? Because in your report, you have put different, you say 13% per cell, 99 costing of the model. I can't understand that. I'm not a finance person. But maybe if on this 7.5, can you please tell us that did the department manage to reach that? Because indeed, this is one of our priorities. We need to deal with the issues of unemployment. But while the chairperson, what you have touched on the issue of the other department migrating to social development, that it will go to the new organizational design. But this 7.5, it was a target for social development. Then the migration is another story that we need to take in terms of equity. So whether did we achieve this target? My interest, Chairperson, you know, is under program 2, the social assistance. Yeah. In fact, Minister, I was being given this topic by the chair, said you must deal with the issues of social assistance. So every time they are here in May. Under social assistance, the target it was 1.3 million. But when the reader was going through, said it was achieved. It was not because it's 1.2. Mm-hmm. We can say the number is little, but there's somebody up there who doesn't get a grant. And one, you need to know if we said that this decrease it has made by the re-registration process, did the department research or it was a desktop research on this thing? Mm. Are we sure it was the re-registration? What if there are other things that are impending on this decreasing? Can we check first, because you can find that the department has done 100% job in terms of the re-registration project, but there are other new factors that are coming. You know, South Africa, we do have a lot of social issues that we are having. Yeah. So let's come with that. And let the department, if it says it's a re-registration project that's making it to decrease, what is the remedy? Because now we're in a fourth quarter, we're supposed to have a remedy in dealing with this issue of the decreasing of social assistance grants, people getting that. On HIV AIDS, Chair, I will go to what I said in the first day sitting in a committee. You see, when the department educated me on the issue of when we're doing the budget votes, I have learned that there are transfers that are going to other organizations, DDG. And you find that Lifeline is one of the organizations that is getting those transfers. Love Life. Yeah. My question is to say, if the organization is getting the transfer
why are we not doing well on the issues of HIV/AIDS? Because I think it's one of their mandates. If I'm assistant minister.
No, no, you are. The minister is just coercing.
Yes. Why are we not doing well? Because there are programs that are being funded to, there are transfers that the department is making to other organizations. So are we saying that on this decreasing, can't maybe we check what is happening? Because the issue of HIV/AIDS is there and we are not dealing with in terms of dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
But Chairperson, I don't know, must I go to the finance? It's only one question that I'm having.
You can finish and that would be your last question.
Yeah, Chairperson, in terms of the finance report, we welcome it, it's clearly, but CFO, next time, can you please put it with the program so that we need to know which programs that is not doing well in terms of your bus so that we can run it. But it's a well good report and a thank you to the department.
I also ask the honorable members that when the response comes, please, we will all be here so that we get it direct from the Honorable Minister.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Kopan, I think I was about to close the question time so that there shouldn't be so much to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
But I will allow you. But it is in my understanding that Honorable Hope is a whip.
Mm-hmm.
And I always acknowledge her last. I was just about to go to her.
Mm-hmm.
But let me give you that opportunity, my sister.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm sorry, but I've been raising my hands. Maybe it was not high enough to be noticed. Okay, I'll do that next time. Okay. Without any waste of time, Chair, according to the presentation program 3, especially the appeals and adjudication, the department clearly says that they didn't manage to achieve this objective. The reason being that they always struggle to get the necessary information from the documentation from SASA. I just wanted to find out, is there any planning? How are they going to remedy the situation to get those necessary information from SASA? Because they say that it's so critical. My other question, Chairperson, because many questions have been asked, regarding the audit that was done in different provinces for the ECD centers, we have been promised the copy, but since today we haven't received the copy of that report, because we wanted to know how many in each province, how many ECD centers the audit was done and what was the challenges and everything. But up to so far, we don't have the report. So I would really appreciate if you can be given the report. My other question, Chairperson, is regarding the monitoring and the implementation of the child and the youth care centers. Out of 9 provinces, only 6 provinces managed to submit the progress report. I just wanted to find out why other 2 provinces didn't manage to produce the report. Were they not part of the monitoring and implementation of those youth care centers? My last question, Chair, is regarding the screening of employees bringing their children against the Child Protection Register Part B. The target is for screening, it was 30,000, but for the quarter it was 5,000. And the department did very well because they managed to screen about 8,900 employees. But my question, Chair, is what was the outcome of that screening? And I wanted to find out how many people were not suitable to work with children, and what the department they are going to do about those people. Thank you, Chair.
Well, moving to Honorable Hope, I also wish to express that today we are actually dealing with the matters that Honorable Kopana has raised. But the only part that I would want to make an emphasis is that this is a special report.
if I can look into my program, not unless I'm wrong, it says quarterly financial and performance report. So as to from January to March, something like that. But I do want to agree that when we had this last meeting, we have a special meeting today to deal with the report, special report. So the matter that Honorable Kopana is raising, it was raised even in the portfolio committee last meeting, where then we said we will actually want this special report to be sieved out of all other matters. That is special. So I think that still stands, Honorable Kopan. But can I say, Honorable Minister, the general observation is that we are meeting these targets. However, it is very, very important what has not been said by the presenter to say to us, or our monitoring tool and oversight does not give indication of the impact. I think what is lacking in our presentations to say, I had this target and I met this target and there is an improvement, but or it's not. We are meeting the target, but we are not achieving the basic priority that we wanted to. So that maybe should be added in the APPs. I remember one time, Honorable Minister, in an evaluation, it was said the department, that particular department, must populate the organogram. And then the outcome was that, indeed, we have appointed all district managers. Then what? Then what? If there were problems and it was because the organogram was not actually populated, and then has there been an effect that we have made an intervention? And I also would want to add to that, generally, if we assess ourselves, is there an impact? Or is this information, if you say you have met this target in terms of reaching out, is it geographically spread? Do we reach all villages where most poverty is grinding? So those matters should be added. But the CFO didn't mention the savings that the department said about that were saved from, I don't know, Honorable Mkosi, whether it's in your social assistance, but they said there were savings. But Honorable Mkosi argued in that meeting that it was not a saving per se, because you have not finished your appellants. And there was an issue that other people get lost in the process while they qualify. So it wouldn't be wise to use that budget for something else, because you have not finalized your appeals process. You might take that as a saving, yet it belongs to someone. But you have not, the presenters have not also made notion of whether there have been legal litigation processes against them, probably through appeals and other things, and people unable to be attended to in time. So that these issues, we should all of us as a collective begin to deal with and prevent them coming. Can I lastly acknowledge the whip of the committee, whom I think looks and listens to all our inputs and then makes the last before the response, because how I wish all this would be responded to, but we can only make follow-ups knowing definitely that the time is not endless. Mm-hmm. Honorable Hope.
Thanks a lot, Honorable Chairperson. I'll just start with a situational analysis. The Honorable Mkosi touched it.
But I must say to, through the chairperson, to the CFO, if there are major shifts, because if you can do vitamins, there's a percentage that you use normally, yes, then it must come back to Parliament. Because we approved the budget. And if another approval is needed, we must be known in it. And then when it comes to the other situation analysis, where the department say it can only meet some of its targets if the other institutions deliver on their commitments. I think that is going to be important, because it's problematic if the agreements are loose. Because what the department is doing now to this department, they're compromising your service delivery.
Yeah.
That is my comment. Then when it comes to your social assistance, this timetable, with the report that we received yesterday and the report where you just changed the administration, it's just a comment. You left out child support grant and you left out the veterans, you know, in that table. So it's just a comment. I'm just speaking to you on it. Then when it comes to, I did the shift, I'm just coming to your, this budget of yours.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's very important for the department to speak to the 1.4 billion. Unless it's a drop in the ocean when it comes to your total budget. Because there are people that's going hungry. And people ask us about these things. Where it does no water to me when I look at the social assistance, and it takes up part of the argument of Makwatsi, because it's in social assistance that we have that 1.4 billion, and you are saying it's because of the re-registration. But if you look at the first quarter, yes, partly, or total, or whatever other information you have to give us, when we look at the re-legislation, we look at the first quarter amount, and we look at the final quarter amount, it's exactly the same. Not exactly, but it's 27 billion or something. So it's more or less the same. So that doesn't hold water to me, so we will have to clarify it. If you can't clarify it in this meeting as we go along, because even when a person look at your foster care, you speak about a certain amount that had to be the achievement, but then you add more. And then if you look at the figures, there's not a big difference between the first quarter and the second quarter. Then when it comes to the quarterly expenditure, you have certain, you know, this page 54. You have certain spikes when it comes to the second and the third quarter. Why? And even when it comes to your social assistance, when it comes to October, December, there's also a spike. And then there's just one thing. Because many of the things will come up in your annual report. Because look at this is a forerunner to your annual report. So I think many things will be answered there. So what I want to know is when it comes to your bills, it will be very, very important for you to speak to it in your annual report. Why are we only passing it in Parliament, perhaps 2018, 2019, 2016, 2017? Because certain things were consolidated, certain things were complete, and I think that will be important for us to know as a committee. And then I think just to say something on the Honourable Bellows question, because I'm not sure whether the department will be able to answer that question now on attrition. That normally comes into your annual report under HR, then they have attrition there, then, you know, people leaving the system, people attrition yards leaving and dying, you know, will be in that section. So I'm not sure whether the department will be ready to give that to us. Of course, that's the information we pick up there. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for your participation, honorable members. Then can I give the minister and her team to respond?
we will limit questions after now, because it would become a repeat and responses through the input. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think where we don't respond to the satisfaction of the committee, we can submit written responses. That's number one. And number two, I think about reports that we had pledged to submit to the committee. We're going to ensure that before the end of next week, they are all submitted to the committee. The workshop, I agree, we must have a workshop, and then just to agree on the date. I must say that last time we had a workshop, and my unhappiness was it was the last portfolio committee, mm-hmm. was that most of the members that attended were ANC members only, and only a few opposition parties attended. So it helped for members of the portfolio committee to attend, so that also we get an opportunity to understand their views on some of the issues. And in the last administration, I knew roles of different members, even members of the ruling party. Mm-hmm. I knew that a certain person was dealing with the register, mm-hmm. and we would not finish a meeting without the register. ECD, I knew everyone because of the relationship mm-hmm. we established. The relationship is not for groveling, but it helps us to line up our work properly. And then coming to the issue of HIV and AIDS, and why a target was not met, it's because of the people that resigned, because those people are supposed to move further and train others. So if they move out, it means that the whole group suffers, and that maybe what we need to do is to have those that are on standby, in case that the ones that we accept as the group that has to be trained, in case they resign, we have people to replace them. I think that is, and it affects the program big way, because you have your targets that one maybe is to 1,000, because you train the first people, and then they train the trainers, and more trainers go to districts, and it affects our whole program, and I think we have to look into this. The issue of insufficient budget and the shortage of social workers, I must say that this has affected us a lot. And I must say that I once responded to one of the young people and said, why are you not doing something? Because sometimes young people take chances. We were fighting over the issue of the Northwest, where there was a press conference, and I fought with the social workers openly. And I did not want to do that. I know that social workers work under difficult conditions, but you can't expect a social worker to take back a child where a child is abused. That is wrong. We must not accept it. I'm happy I did not talk about that openly, because we have to protect social workers to a certain extent. That visit, two children were taken back to places where they were abused. And why should social workers do that? Because they understand issues of children in need of care. They have to be removed urgently, and you look for a place of safety or a home or whatever. So that was the issue. But we fought about that. And number two, some of the young people, they are, yes, I understand, they are depressed because others are energetic. They want to do the work, but others use vulgar. And no one can accept a vulgar. It's not correct. Otherwise, we are going to have social workers that do not qualify, actually, to be social workers. And one of them said something about special populations. And I said to him, are you a real social worker? Because we have to ask those questions. But lastly, when we started with this program, there was an agreement that the funding for the absorption of social workers will be part of the equitable share to the provinces. And I think that is what created problems for us. Because the money is not ring-fenced. It goes to provinces. And provinces, when they are asked to do a haircut, the first place they visit is social development. Because I think there is lack of understanding of the role of social development at a government level. So that is why they start with social development, because on a yearly basis, provinces get funding for the absorption of social workers. And then we've been to Treasury to ask for money previously. They gave us money for social workers. Again, we are going there on tomorrow to ask for more money. Okay. And this has been going on and on and on. And we know that Treasury does not want to keep money for special programs. Mm-hmm. We've asked for that, and we've lost in a number of times. But they've been giving us money if we ask for it. Because what is now happening is that this year, they absorbed social workers that were supposed to be absorbed last year. And I think we have a report, because we've just have hired MINMEC over the last week. And we got reports. And Limpopo has more than 600 social workers that have not been absorbed. So it's not a small problem. It's a huge problem. So we are going to get a response after the meeting with the Treasury. We hope it's going to be a positive response. And then all the two older persons, I think the reason we are moving towards a universalization in 2016 is because of the issues that have been raised by older persons. Mm-hmm. Because the means test is, one, expensive, but secondly, older persons have been saying, if I was a good citizen working, why am I not benefiting because I was a taxpayer? I think we've looked into all those issues, because most of the people who report the issues of pension are recipients of a government pension, but also would like to have names of those people, because it's better if we go to them, visit them, and talk to them. And most of the time you find out that they do get at least 400 rands, because we do the means test. Yeah, substance abuse. I think they will have to respond, but also to say that there is a movement, though it is minimal. We think we are moving forward, and when it comes to the training of NGOs or service providers, it depends on what they are doing. But the most important part that has been problematic, it's the issues of governance. You will find out that people are good in the objectives of their NGOs, but issues of governance have always been a challenge. And it is NDA that has been running with the programs of capacity building. But also, provinces said we agreed that they should use NDA for capacity building. For instance, last financial year, they transferred close to 8 million. But they said NDA must only coordinate. And you must remember, that's not the social development, national development, national department money. Mm-hmm. It's the province's money. So they are the ones who tell us how to use their money. And what we were trying to do is to ensure that we do training in a coordinated manner. But secondly, what has been lacking in our training is incubation. We've also brought in the element of incubation so that our NGOs and community-based organizations are well developed to deal with the challenges they are facing. Gwanda Talk, it is a mobilization program. The last community we had Gwanda Talk with is a Limpopo community. I've forgotten the name of the place, but I would recommend that members of the portfolio committee visit that place. Because when we arrive at a place, we work in partnership with a lot of stakeholders. When we arrive at a place, we'll find out that there are many challenges that they are facing. But when we leave, you will see a big difference. Youth taking own initiatives, because we also say to them, you have your own capacity, you have your own facilities. How do you use these facilities to ensure that you develop your community? And the place in Limpopo, I'm not talking a bit about South Africans. Mm-hmm. One, it is clean. It's a rural area, mm-hmm. but very clean. Mm-hmm. Two, the people there, the spirit, they are South Africans, but the way they do things is very different. The children, the issues, they tackle them as a community. And issues of violence against women and children, the issues of alcohol and substance abuse, issues of teenage pregnancy, and all social ills, they deal with them as a community. And there is a relationship between various age groups at a community level. Also, NGOs play their role. And that is what we would like to see as social development in all communities. So that is what Kwanda does. And we just empower communities to do the work on their own. But one other thing that we have done is to, it's not Kwanda, it is a program called Mikonzo, extending the footprint of social development, going to communities, working together with them. That has also made a very big difference in the 724 communities we have visited. We have agreed to prioritize 1,300 wards that have been declared by a cabinet as the poorest of the poor after the research by a Stats SA. We've also agreed to focus on a few wards in Gauteng and the Western Cape that are on the periphery, where there is poverty. So I heard an honorable member talking about changing our programs. What we are trying to do is to ensure that our programs are in line with the priorities of the present administration. And Mikonzo is one of our priorities because it focuses on the five basic priorities and the two new ones that have been introduced. So we started with Kwanda, but we've been extending to other wards. And that is why we've also come up with a decision that says we must deploy social workers, start with the poorest wards, and then move on. Because if you don't have a social worker in a ward where there is poverty, people will not develop, they will not go anywhere. Because a social worker must be a change agent, must bring development in the community. And there must be action at a community level. So, yeah, that's it. And one other thing is that there are very good practices that we have learned in the communities where we have done Kwanda. And there are good practices that we have learned from other communities. For instance, KwaZulu-Natal, they have a program called Sukuma Sakhe, where at a ward level, you have all the departments that are responsible for service delivery. So that is one other area we're going to look into, but our priority is to ensure that community workers do their work, and two social workers try and ensure that all the structures that are supposed to be dealing with the issues of welfare services, institutions, NGOs, other strategic partners come together and ensure that there is a change at a community level. The DG will talk about the work we have done in as far as the the implementation of the promulgation by the president, we have done some work. It's not easy, but we are moving on. Re-registration processes, yes. We are very sure we were very correct. And because much as there are people that are coming back, but there is a lot that hasn't come back. And before we started with this process, we did not have our own system. We did not have, the system was not talking to each other. Ugogo, when she was in Gauteng and the date of a pension payout was coming, she would go back to Gauteng. There are many other things that we have learned, like the issue of the service provider and Umoya Manje. We never agreed on that. Issues of deductions of electricity. We are looking at the service level agreement. We are going to change it. But also, the decision of the Constitutional Court puts us on a better place because it has said that nothing beyond what the service provider is supposed to be doing should happen. So that puts us at a better place. And you know, business people always play games, but we've been trying to ensure that this money goes back to the owners, to the grant recipients. It's a long, cumbersome process, and our people don't have to do all those things. So we are looking at the service level agreement. We are also implementing the decision of the Constitutional Court, and we think that that whole thing will take us out of the problems we are facing right now. Also, one other issue that we had pronounced on during the budget vote, we have implemented that the voice biometric is not working because there are those members of the society that cannot speak. That's a challenge. So we are looking at a lot of things because there are those that don't have the one of the hands. So we need to look at the other alternative that will cover people with disabilities. It should not be
one size fits all.
Yes, one size fits all program. We need to be a real social development and need to be a caring department. The other challenge we are having, illegal migrants. Again, we went to Phalaborwa. There are many children that are not registered there. They are not registered because caregivers don't want to register. And the only children we take for registration, even if they don't have a proper documentation, because a Home Affairs is doing a temporary birth certificate for those children, is through having a caregiver. So there we are having a challenge. And other challenges have to do with legislation. The issues of the reviews, we are looking into that, because if you always use a biometric, you don't have to review. So that's one other area we are looking into. And then the numbers of people that come late into the system. At the beginning, we had thought that it was people in the rural areas. And we've been going through the rural areas through Izimbizo. For instance, during the last financial year, we were able to contact more than 1 million people. But we found out that people are at the periphery of the cities, like Cape Town, like Gauteng, and like Ethekwini. So we are busy with the iCrop. iCrop is a registration system so that we can pick up all those people that have not been able to register. But South Africans, I don't know, maybe they are, we are too much used to poverty. When we go out for Izimbizo, we'll find out that we register 60-year-olds. They know they, if they are unemployed, they don't have government pension, they have to register.
Mm-hmm.
But you come across 50 people that qualify on that same day who do not register.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to use other means of communications, except the newspapers. We're trying to use the community radio stations and local newspapers to ensure that everyone knows that they have to register, and this is what they need for registration. Cabinet took a decision that we should increase the footprint of SASSA, and we are busy with that, and that needs money.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we built more SASSA offices, and what we're trying to do is to create a relationship with, for instance, traditional leaders, because they already have their houses, so that we, they can provide us with a space for a pension payout. Where we have to renovate old buildings, we do so, because we don't have to build new structures in some of the areas. So I think that is what we are trying to do. And more particularly because at some stage, SASSA will be paying out pensions, or government will be paying out pensions at its own. And then, yes, I agree with the issue of our targets.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to increase them, because I also don't believe in targets that are met beyond 50%.
Mm-hmm.
It means there's something wrong the way we do our targets. So we've been trying to increase them all the time, because we have to reach out to more people. So we accept what members of the committee are saying. And we agree that the CFO is going to talk about issues of monies and balances. I think where the committee raises concerns, we're going to, they must come up again in our workshop, so that we look into how we can deal with those concerns. Thank you very much, Chair. The DG will give just a brief report on the migration proclamation, and then Thabani will also give a report on some of the areas. SASSA CEO, and maybe if you could give us the number of the offices we built just last financial year. I think that's very important. And then the CFO. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister.
your input was very much broad and it covers most of the questions. Before I can give the opportunity to the three members, can I make an honest request? Because we are not going to take any decision on this matter. It is for discussion and engagement. Because in 5 minutes' time, we're supposed to be in different meetings. Can I then request from the honorable members, why don't we shelve these three inputs so that when we have our portfolio committee, probably during the workshop, once that has been, because it's urgent that we go into the workshop, these matters will be outlined. Because clearly, the budget we're talking about does not really have much to do today with the migration,
yeah.
But it's a going concern. So I was requesting to the honorable members whether we cannot adjourn and allow those members who must go to other meetings to go and leave this matter to be part of the input that will be given to us in the next portfolio committee or in the workshop, whatever comes first. Thank you. I'm
expecting responses.
Honorable Mavilo? Honorable Van der Merwe, after Honorable Mavilo?
No, Chair, I just formally support your direction that you are giving us. So I formally support your direction in this regard. Thanks.
Honorable Van der Merwe?
No, thank you, Chairperson. I also just wanted to support your proposal.
Okay. Oh, well supported. Thank you very much. Keep that information. If there is any need, we will receive something written, so that when we meet, we are able to then deliberate on those matters. Can I thank the department for the presentation? Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. Can I thank all the members for coming? And I appeal to the members that 3 dates are going to be suggested through your cell phone. And then once we seem to be agreeing on a particular date, then we will confirm with the department and the workshop goes on. But take into consideration whatever might cause you not to come. Because we are new members, we would want to be part and parcel of that workshop. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.